U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Congress to approve his $447 billion jobs plan. The bill is expected in Congress later on Monday. Some Republican lawmakers have already criticized the plan, saying it will only add to the huge national deficit. In Libya, the head of the National Transitional Council has pledged to establish a democratic state with strong civic institutions. Mustafa Abdel Jalil says his country will not accept any extremist ideology. Jalil has also announced an interim government will be formed in 1 week to 10 days. Amnesty International has accused Libya's revolutionaries and the deposed Gaddafi regime of committing war crimes. The UK-based rights group has warned that the North African country could descend into a bloody conflict. It's urged the National Transitional Council to investigate abuses on both sides. A British media report shows the U.S. is backing a plan by Afghanistan's Taliban to open a political office in Qatar. Western diplomats say the move is aimed at jump-starting formal peace talks with the Taliban. Washington has already held secret direct talks with the militant group. In Britain, labor unions are set to decide on the country's biggest strike in decades. As many as 10 unions are debating to stage the walkout in November to oppose government curbs on public sector spending. Millions are expected to take part in the industrial action. Iran's Air Force has launched a major military exercise in the northwestern city of Tabriz. The three-day drill will showcase the Air Force's combat skills. The maneuver features air-to-air and air-to-surface missiles. A range of ammunitions and tactical flights will also be tested. At least 120 people have burned to death when a pipeline burst into flames in a slum of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Red Cross officials say at least 75 bodies have been recovered. No official explanation has been given about the cause of the accident. And unknown gunmen have killed at least 22 Iraqi pilgrims in the western province of Anbar. A source at the Interior Ministry says they were coming back from Syria. Security officials say the gunmen forced their way onto the bus and shot the pilgrims one by one.